Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
Here comes trouble every Friday. Film critic and the host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause. Richard Krause joins us to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
Well, there we have it. Justice Richard Krause, please present our first case.
Well, Scott, this first case is fairly simple. There are a number of people out there in academic worlds and in high schools who are suggesting that Shakespeare's works should not be taught to students in schools because it's difficult for students to understand. His work is not culturally diverse, and it's outdated for today's students. So my question to both of you, to teach or not to teach, is Shakespeare still relevant to today's students?
Hey, tu, Brute. Listen, yes, it is still relevant to today's students. The language was not really applicable when I was in high school in the 1990s. I doubt it was today's language when Scott Reed was in high school in the 1980s. Shakespeare is classic. It helps us to familiarize ourselves with our own history. It is entertaining. I do think it is relevant, and I want Shakespeare kept in schools.
And I say charge these people with heresy, and let's have a second trial, because Shakespeare doesn't just teach you plays and poems. Shakespeare teaches you how to read, how to think, how to understand literature. And, you know, the diversity element is easily addressed. There's plenty of plays where you can have plenty of people playing plenty of roles. I say that you should throw this case out and send these teachers to the dock.
I am in agreement with both of you. I'm aware that many students find Shakespeare impenetrable. I love Shakespeare, but when I recently saw Macbeth on Broadway with Daniel Craig and Ruth Negga, I found that even if I didn't understand the exact meaning of every word that was coming out of the actors' mouths, I knew what was happening because the emotion in the plays is written to be understood whether you understand the words or not, and the actors really brought the language to life. Are there problematic issues contained within the plays? Of course they are. They were written 400 years ago. Is Romeo a stalker? Probably. Are the plays diverse? Nope, not as written. But reinterpretations of the plays have addressed that issue with diverse casting and interesting casting that has seen women play King Lear and more. The plays are relevant in so many other ways. They give us much of the language that we use today. If you've ever said, all that glitters is gold, break the ice, clothes make the man, you can thank Shakespeare. The plays are also keen explorations of what it means to be human and can be a springboard for discussion regarding some of the problematic themes contained within them. So, should Shakespeare still be taught in today's schools? I, of course, the shouldest. That's my lame attempt at translating into Shakespeare.
Hey, we accept that we understood it, Richard. So that, yeah. So maybe it was a lame attempt. What's our next case, Judge Krause?
All right. So 3,000 cinemas in the United States, plus all over Canada in Cineplex and the Landmark cinemas, are offering $3 tickets over the weekend in Canada. I think it's just on Saturday for ticket prices. So you can go see a movie for $3. It's a way of getting people in and celebrate National Cinema Day. It's the first ever time they've tried to do this. And it's, you know, after the pandemic, when a lot of people were a little nervous about going back in to the theaters, this is a way that they're hoping that it will reintroduce audiences to the joys of seeing a movie in a theater. My question to you is, will a $3 ticket get you back in the theater?
Absolutely. I'm a cinephile and a cinemaphile. So I love seeing films in a movie theater. I like the bigger screen. I want all of the sound effects. I want the full experience. I'm a big fan of going to the theater. So you just don't, I don't even need just the $3. Like, I will pay full freight. I'm just thrilled to be able to go to a movie theater.
So I'm not necessarily a cinephile, but I have missed the movie theaters through the pandemic, and I have, at least up to date, chosen to avoid them. But I will say that I am Scottish, and sometimes, as Reshmi knows, I suffer from alligator arms. I just can't quite reach down into my pocket to get my wallet. But for $3, you could drag me back, and I bet you I'll fall in love with the experience all over again. It feels like it has been, Richard, way too long since I've been in a theater.
For $3 to see Jaws on the big screen, like you could do tomorrow at Cineplex, that is money well spent, because going to the movies is the best. During the pandemic, we've gotten used to watching movies at home or on our phones, but no matter what setup you have in your living room or on your phone, the thing that is missing is the ancient practice of sharing entertainment with a large group of strangers. It is a primal thing. It's hardwired into our DNA. It dates back to when tribes of cave dwellers would sit around fires and tell stories, and then snakes our way through history all the way to the Globe Theater and vaudeville, the talkies, and right up to today's IMAX and AUX screenings. People have gathered to be entertained since there were tales to be told, because there is no better way to enjoy the storytelling experience than surrounded by strangers who are laughing, crying, gasping, whatever, in response to a shared event. In our double and triple vaxxed era, no matter how large your TV screen is or how comfortable your sofa, home viewing misses that magical element of community. And these days, we need as much of that as we can get. So spend the $3 and go celebrate National Cinema Day. That's my verdict.
Wow. All right. Do you have one further case for us, oh, Judge Krause?
I do. So Rachel Williams is a name that you'll be familiar with if you watched the limited series Inventing Anna, which starred the one of the stars of Ozark as a real-life character, Anna Delvey. And in this show, it's the true story of a young woman who swindled her way through the high society of New York City, leeching money off people with the dream of opening up a very exclusive private club right in the heart of Manhattan. So one of the characters that was on that show is based on a real person, Rachel Williams, and she is now very unhappy about the way that she is portrayed in the show, and she's suing Netflix. And so my question here is, how far can you take dramatic license before you've gone too far when real people are involved?
Well, you can't take it very far, because if these are real people, then you got to have some resemblance to their real character. I watched this series, and I'm telling you, they roughed her up pretty good. She came off as a terrible, terrible creature. So if that's not true, then that was terribly unfair, and there should be a reckoning.
Yeah, I'll just add to that by saying, Richard, that this was presented as something that happened. It wasn't a documentary in the technical sense, but they were reliving for us what apparently occurred. And so if this Rachel Williams individual says, that isn't what happened, and you made me look like a complete and total you-know-what, take it to court and see if you win. Why does it hurt?
Okay, here's my verdict. I know that a certain amount of dramatic license has to be taken when making a film out of true events. Dramatic films and television shows are not documentaries. They take liberties with the truth in order to entertain and to keep you from changing the channel or leaving the theater. But there is a difference between adding drama and misrepresenting the facts when real lives and real reputations are involved. As filmmaker Ken Burns says, you have to respect the drama of truth. Portraying Rachel Williams as a freeloader, who later turned on her friend when the money ran out, is the character that was invented for a television show, and it is the character that the writers needed her to be for the show. And even with a whimsical disclaimer, like they ran at the beginning of the show, this story is completely true, except for the parts that we made up. That does not undo the damage done to Williams's reputation. I say, take this to court and see what happens. That's my verdict.
Judge Krause, right. Have a wonderful holiday long weekend.
I will. You too. Thanks so much.
Our good friend, Richard Krause.
Did the Jace dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.